From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europe adopts a plan it hopes will ease its migrant crisis. European Union interior ministers on Tuesday approved a controversial quota plan to distribute 120,000 migrants throughout the 28-nation bloc. The majority vote over the objection of several members will be presented later Wednesday at a summit of EU leaders. The UN Refugee Agency says the constant stream of migrants is so large the quota plan will not be enough to stabilize the situation. UNHCR spokesperson Melissa Fleming called for improved reception centers.
There would be a robust capacity to receive people, to provide them with assistance, and you see many people coming with medical issues, with just the clothes on their back, with small children. Then they would be registered, screened, and designated for relocation if they meet the criteria.
Nearly half a million migrants have crossed the Mediterranean so far this year, fleeing war and poverty. Six West African heads of state are to travel to Burkina Faso Wednesday to restore transitional president Michel Kafando to power. Cadre Desiré Ouédraogo is president of the ECOWAS Commission.
They have decided to deploy military and humanitarian observers in order to monitor the respect of human rights in Burkina Faso. They have also invited the chairman of the authority in liaison with the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria to initiate a political dialogue among all the stakeholders in Burkina Faso with a view to finding lasting solutions to the political crisis in the country.
The presidential guard in Burkina Faso overthrew the transitional government last Wednesday, less than a month before elections. This is VOA News. Airport officials in Yemen say President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi has returned to the southern port city of Aden following his six-month exile. He fled to Saudi Arabia in March as Shia Houthi rebels closed in on his refuge. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says military experts believe the Russian aircraft sent to a base in Syria are there for basic force protection as they prop up the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. Mr. Kerry says it's unclear what Moscow's long-term intentions are.
If they are there to fight ISIL and only ISIL, even as they provide continued support as they have previously to Assad, but with a view to getting to a legitimate negotiation and to cooperating with people against ISIL, that's one possibility, and it's one, it's something that we will obviously talk about in New York in the next few days.
Meanwhile, the UN envoy on Syria has launched another peace effort. The annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia peaks Wednesday with 2 million Muslims packing the valley of Mount Arafat for a day of prayer. The site is where the Prophet Muhammad is believed to have given his final sermon about 1,400 years ago. The Volkswagen pollution scandal worsened on Tuesday after the German company acknowledged it tampered with emission controls on millions of vehicles. Friday, U.S. regulators said Volkswagen equipped about 500,000 cars with software that switched pollution controls on in testing but shut them off during normal driving. Volkswagen Group of America Chief Michael Horn Tuesday said such behavior is completely inconsistent with the company's core values.
We must fix those cars. The cars, we prevent this from ever happening again, and we have to make things right with the government, the public, our customers, our employees, and also, very important, our dealers.
Volkswagen CEO has apologized, and the company has allocated billions to cover the cost of recalls. The president of the Republic of Congo Tuesday announced a referendum to change the constitution to allow him to run for another term. The 71-year-old Denis Sassou Nguesso, who's ruled the country a total of 31 years, wants to scrap the two-term limit and raise the maximum age for candidates. The Obama administration announced Tuesday it's transferred Saudi national Abdul Rahman Shalabi from the prison facility at Guantanamo Bay back to his native country. Held since January 2002, Shalabi was cleared for a release in June by a review board. New York Yankee Baseball Hall of Fame catcher Yogi Berra has died at age 90 of natural causes. One of the sport's best-known players, Berra helped his team reach the World Series 14 times in 18 seasons. After his playing career ended, Berra managed the Yankees, as well as the New York Mets and Houston Astros. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.